Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, August the 25th, 2026. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour here, 8:25:26. Just want to remind everybody, last night at Marion City Council, Council attempted to overturn the mayor's veto prohibiting flock cameras in the city of Marion. That did not happen. You need 6 votes. The vote count was 4-4 with Aaron Rollins, Scott Kreider, Thad Smith, Nathan Stevenson voting to overturn the veto, and Dan Clark switching his vote, as well as Sean Barr, Pam Larkin, and Ralph Smith voting against the veto. And we're also going to talk some about the DORA before we're done here today, but we'll go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning. Scott, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Can we talk about, that interview with the mayor?
You're a little hard to hear.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
That's a little better.
Okay. Can we talk about the interview with Mayor?
Okay, go ahead.
His tone, my goodness, his tone was so approachable and so kind and so approachable that I think we need to talk about what actually happened in the meeting a couple of times. And he mentioned himself that it was said to him that, you know, maybe he isn't the most approachable guy and maybe people wouldn't just come right up to him, say these things. Him that, you know, they were anti-flock or whatever, and he acknowledged that, and that's partially because, well, I think it has to be partially because someone in the meeting actually chastised him for the way he was speaking to me in the meeting last night, and I was asking questions. It didn't even have anything to do with flock. It had to do with the $270,000+ worth of software we're purchasing. And I was asking, you know, some more technical questions, I think, than maybe other people, you know, they were there to talk about flock or whatever it was they were there for. And he stood up, and, I mean, we want to talk about decorum. It was my turn to talk. I was the recognized speaker. I was not being disrespectful. I hadn't called names. I hadn't done anything but ask some questions. He jumped to his feet, and when I continued speaking, he started to speak to me in a harsh manner and asked me if I wanted him to answer, and I told him no, and, you know, that I wasn't finished talking yet, and he proceeded to talk and raise his voice at me, and I said, I believe that I am the recognized speaker, and that is when things got to popping off in the back. So, he was testy before Flock ever came up, so for him to act like in that interview, like, you know, the kindly uncle that, well, let's just sit down and talk about this. Why in March, when Flock Guy was here, did we not talk about compromises then? We've been, as Thad Smith said, we've been beating a dead horse on this topic. Why then, back then, didn't they say, okay, we understand, we hear your concerns. Let's make a deal.
Well, because
you don't know what you're talking about. You guys are wrong. You're anti-cop. You're this or that. You're uninformed, et cetera, et cetera. Why didn't they try to strike a compromise months ago?
Well,
didn't have to use last Monday, months ago.
No. Well, I think there are a lot of reasons here. I think there are a lot of reasons that did not happen. I think the first reason is, I think this was sprung on them in a council meeting at one point when Thad, completely off the agenda, which he's entitled to do, brought up flock cameras one night and made a motion to get rid of them during the meeting. Now, that did not happen, but that resulted in legislation that was to completely remove the cameras.
That was a pretty good indicator that some tomfoolery was afoot, wouldn't you think?
Well, I mean, I, I Thad was not proposing legislation to compromise.
So, but what they're doing, though, what Collins is doing is compromising, saying, well, there was always compromise after the fact. Why didn't you offer it back when this legislation hit commission, the committee? He never said, I think there's some middle ground. I think we can talk about this. I think whatever. It was no, flock is the best thing since sliced bread, and everybody's idiots.
Well, but I was in those committee meetings. I was there. And from what I remember, Aaron Rollins stood up and said, why don't you just pass this in the form it is on to council?
Because they were trying to amend. And I think there were two committee meetings that Aaron Rollins said, you guys are sitting up here talking about amendments, and no one even has one to offer.
Well, right. But I do not believe that there was any intake.
So why did it? Collins had a month to come up with the legislation, codes, and committees people had a month to come up with their great compromise, and not one of them could put one sentence to paper.
But again,
But
I've said this before, and I think, you know, nobody ever thought that it was going to pass, and it did. And then nobody ever thought the veto was going to be overturned, and it wasn't. They lost
the vote. And we lost the vote, and the vote was lost.
Right. So,
but I just wanted to be known that I received a message, multiple messages yesterday, that Danny Clark was out bragging around. I guess I shouldn't say bragging. I don't know. I don't know what manner he was doing it. But he was out spreading the word that there wasn't even going to be a vote called because they knew they didn't have the votes to overturn the veto.
Now, I'll tell you something.
I posted that.
Well, and I think that, I honestly think that hurt last night, because here's what happened. Because I was actually within earshot of one of those conversations. And that's not exactly what happened. Now, did Dan Clark say what he thought the vote was going to be? Yes, he did.
He told this person he saw in person and told this to them, and they sent me a text message and told me.
If it was the conversation I was in, and I'm not trying to impugn anybody here, but I said...
This happened in the middle of the day.
This was in the middle of the day, yes.
Okay.
What happened was, I was talking, you know, this is an off-the-record thing, so I'm not going to get too deep here, but what happened was, I was talking to the person who I think you're talking to about what the meeting was going to be like that night. And just so happens, nobody knew that Dan Clark was standing there, but he was. And my final words were, I don't think there's going to be the votes, which is what I said yesterday morning on the show. And when I said that, Dan Clark, I still didn't know he was standing there, said, no, there's not going to be the votes. This is what I think it's going to be. Now, at that point, that third person walked away and left, and
How did Danny Clark know that there weren't going to be the votes?
And let me make the point. Once that person walked away, I could have a conversation with Dan Clark, which I did in private, and I did say, so you think that's how it's going to go? And it was more of, that's how I think it's going to go, and it was more about why he was changing his vote. He did not give any indication to me at all that he had spoken to anybody else about their vote,
but
that he knew.
I had him pegged as changing his vote when the sheriff was on, the next morning, and he already said there's not enough.
Right, and that's why I asked him. And that's why I asked him. But I think that, because I actually was a part of that one. And
yeah.
But
so it's amazing how things get turned around when only partial conversations are heard.
Right, and I'm not saying that the person was being dishonest who overheard
this.
No, I
don't think that you were.
But I don't think they had a direct word with Dan Clark. I mean, it was off me saying out loud, I don't think they have the votes.
And Danny Clark just happened to be there flocking you.
Well, he was there. And he spoke up. So when I saw you post that on Facebook, I knew that's where it was coming from, and it not your fault either, but that wasn't exactly what happened.
Well, fierce. if that's not exactly what's going on, you're allowed to tell me. You can be like, hey, I know for sure that's not what happened, and I'll take your word for it.
Well, I know, and I should have, because I know you do try to post the truth. But honestly, I didn't see your post until almost before the meeting.
Okay, well, I will make sure I run a correction on that one, because I don't... Like, we saw what happened last night. That was just absurd, embarrassing. I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to be affiliated with that. I don't want to be one of those rabble-rousers. I don't know. Agitators, instigators. And I mean, they're certainly welcome to do whatever they think motivates people. For the love of God. You know, even Sam Barr and I, we clearly aren't favorites, each other's favorites, but I do believe that for the meeting last night, it was a productive meeting, and he kept it moving, and I don't agree with everything that he did, but he knew what he was doing. Far more competent at running a meeting than Mary.
Well, again, this goes back to the point of the whole decorum conversation. If you have somebody running the meeting who knows what they're doing, you don't need that.
Well, and when I told the mayor, I believe I have the floor, that shut that down, because as far as rules of decorum go, I have the floor and I was the acknowledged speaker.
But
so when we play by the rules, it works. But that's also when the pandemonium broke out of the girl. When she walked in last night, she was live streaming when she walked in.
Yes, I mean, that was absolutely to create a scene.
Yes, and a scene she created. And you know what? I ended up looking like the rational person, and we all had a good joke, and that was right when the mayor was yelling at me. So it sort of actually de-escalated things. I said, oh, come on, Mr. Mayor, we've all had a good joke. Now let's talk real. You know?
Right, but I mean, even that, and I'm not against that, but even that, that we had to get to that level where a joke was made of the whole thing, I like a good joke, but in a serious...
What else was I supposed to do, Spears? I'm sitting up there, and people are cussing and getting thrown out, and I'm just standing there in the middle of the room like, okay, now it's my turn to talk again, I guess.
Well, but that's what we have devolved into. And again, I understand why the meetings were originally live-streamed. I get the point, but it is turning into a show. It's turning into... something that I don't think it's intended to be.
I agree. And we, you know, I don't even know what to say about that last night. It was just, it was
I mean, last
painful.
Night.
I mean, people are, you're.
And by the way, just to make a point, which I don't think I made earlier, now when, and I don't even know who this person was, when they are getting escorted out, which ended up being a process of about 3 minutes, because she is saying everything nasty possible to the police chief.
And I'm the one that's standing there while all of this is going on with my back to everybody, because, you know, like, I don't want to turn around and acknowledge
right.
it and possibly antagonize it or anything like that. I just want it to end.
Right, but then somebody else who I don't even understand, I don't remember who it was, jumps up and starts live streaming her being escorted out. And I'm thinking...
Was it a man or her?
What's that?
Was it a man or a woman?
I think it was a woman. Okay, she jumps up and...
Well, live streaming went on during the whole meeting, and I don't understand that either, because we're all at a meeting that's being live streamed.
But I mean, I understand why I guess people videotape police officers when a stop's going on, but you're in a room with 40 people. We're all seeing what's going on.
Well, in my own defense, I was severely accosted in a room full of people where everybody saw what was going on, and it didn't help anything. But that's not the way to accomplish anything, and I almost feel like it's the goal of some of those people to come there and get thrown out to see if they can, so they can be like, oh, look at the bad guys, they won't listen to us, they won't...
Well,
whatever.
One said
when
last night, I'll be back next week.
Yeah, when, I mean, they were standing there, and which Sean Barr told him, he said, you can come back and stay as long as you want, as long as you, you know, you act right.
All I'm saying is that has caused, and it is misinforming people, because what I have learned, because I was looking this morning, and I think it's very interesting to point this out. You know, I was the only person who covered the rally on Saturday. Now, this 10 to 15 person rally. Now, when I bring that story back, and that gets 300 responses, 200 comments, so on and so forth, something that 10 to 15 people went to. Now, last night, when I posted the story of exactly, with no opinion, what happened, with quotes from the mayor, it gets 40 reactions. It gets fewer comments. Now, why? Because everybody is live streaming. Everybody is posting things, and they're not posting stories. Now, again, that's fine if you want to get your news that way, that's okay, but you're not getting the full story of what's going on, and you are getting it from advocates, and I also think that's a problem with live streaming.
Well, I have one question, and there was another situation that happened last night where two out-of-city residents, two county residents people who don't live in the city were not allowed to speak. And I'm not saying that I agree with it. I'm just saying that it happened. I understand. Now, that said, Bill Collins said that he talked to 200 people. Was that what he said? And that he still believed that Marion was 9-1 pro-flop. And I thought 200 people, well, he really did go out and sample. And then he said 160 of them were represented by the FOP letter. Do all 160 of those people represented by that FOP letter, first off, do they all agree? Because there's only one signature on the letter. Do they all agree? Do all 160 of them, are they that in lockstep that all 160 of them absolutely agree with every word in that letter? And then, do all 160 of them live in the city of Marion? Because he seems real hung up on that. I don't know if these people live in the city if they don't include their address. Well, we don't know if the people in the FOP live in the city if they don't include theirs, do we?
No, I don't.
He doubled down on that 9-1 again, and I'll tell you what, I just admitted I was wrong, and I incorrectly misinterpreted, or, I can admit that. That man couldn't admit he was wrong. I mean, he wouldn't say he was on fire. If I said, Bill, you're on fire. No, I'm not. Bill, you're burning. No, I'm fine. Yeah, I mean, the 9-1 doubling down. Did you hear the groan in the room when he said it?
Well, yeah, but you know what? I have come to realize, because he could have taken it back at any point, and I think that...
He doubled down. He didn't even have to mention it again.
Right, but I do think... But I think other people had brought it up in the meeting. And I think that maybe that is what it is for him, is what I've come to realize. And maybe, because some people seem
to... In his bubble, it is 9-1.
It could be. I don't know. I mean, I thought at the end of the interview, the last question I said to him was, this 9-1 keeps being brought up that you have said, and his explanation, somebody gave a good thought in the tonight during the meeting, and maybe it's because...
Oh, yeah, that was the first time he heard somebody with a good thought in the audience.
Well, no, I don't think he said that. I think he's just saying to that comment.
But
might be unapproachable.
Yeah, and that man said he was unapproachable after he watched his interaction with me. And I got Bill Collins in check last night. I've dealt with Bill Collins before. I've had him screaming in my face before. All I did was pull Robert's rules on him last night. Now imagine the poor citizen that doesn't know how to deal with those things and doesn't... I mean, are you going to walk up to Bill Collins and be like, yo, I think you need to get rid of Flock? Or even be like, Mr. Mayor, I'm against Flock. What's he going to say? Well, show me your driver's license, because I don't even know if you live in the city of Marion or not.
Well, all I'm going to say is I, and again, it's just what I have watched during this civics lesson, is I believe votes were lost because of people's behavior. I think that these people on the internet, and this was brought up many times, I think that they feel they are swaying votes, and I think they're detracting votes. I think the way they insult people, the way they do things, I think they think they're going to intimidate people and force people into changing their minds. I think they deter the people who are with them.
Well, I agree with that, because I mean, clearly I'm against the cameras, but I do not in any way, shape, or form want to be affiliated with them.
Right, and I think
like the whole Operation Marion Watchmen thing. Oh, they used to beg me all the time to be one of their core team members, whatever the hell that means. I'm like, I don't want to be affiliated with you. I don't know, like, I don't want to be, and if you notice, I don't really affiliate with people, Scott. I don't get with these groups and hook up with that group and quote-unquote publish with another one and all that kind of stuff. I'm just me. I do me.
Well, yeah, but I mean, at some point, people have to realize you can say anything you want, you can do anything you want, the internet's the Wild West, that's fine, and if the likes and all that are important to you, good for you. But the point is, see, it should
some
be...
Some of these people didn't get hugged enough as children, Scott.
Yeah, but shouldn't it be... My point, I guess, earlier on what I was going with is, why does the story about the rally get so much attention, and why does the actual end result story not get as much attention, and the Marion Star story won't get as much attention either, which will, I think, be fact-based. The reason is because...
there's Springer effect.
Yeah, but we're also taking time to talk to the mayor, get his response. We're taking time to not take an opinion in that story, which is what you should do. And again, if you are an advocate, if you're preaching to the choir, people like that. And that's what they're more apt to go toward. That's in their algorithm.
Even then, you can be reasonable and you don't have to, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I mean, I'll admit that I can be insulting and I can call people names, but I also, if that's part of your personality and who you are, you have to realize that there's a time and a place for that.
Well, I guess my point...
If you want to be taken seriously, there's a time and a place for that.
Well, I guess my point is, on our page, if one person commented on it, it's fine by me as long as the story is accurate and the story brings something more than just
Scott,
a headline.
You're nothing other than facts. You're nothing other than what happened.
Right. But I think some of these people are is more about they just want whatever can get me more clicks.
Agitators also. And then, you know what? Some of it is legitimate. Some of these people are angry and they have good reason to be angry. They don't feel like they're being heard. But they don't get good information. They don't do good research. They listen to things they read on the internet instead of, you know, I mean, how many times have, I mean, the entire room has been like, no, that's not what's going on. I mean, even people that disagree with each other are like, no, that's not what happened, or no, you're not reading that correctly. You know, I mean, because they watch these Facebook channels or these, I guess I'm just, I miss them all, so I don't know what kind of propaganda they're pushing these days. But they buy into that propaganda, and then they come up there, and they ask the question that's halfway valid and then halfway ridiculous, and the ridiculous portion outweighs the valid portion.
All I know is I, in a 4-4 vote where you only needed 6 to overturn the veto, I believe there were at least 2 more votes up there that could have been overturned, but I believe the way people were attacked, the way people felt they were targeted, and the way people, you know what?
Scott, I'm going to say this. I watch a civil rights attorney a lot, and he says, freedom is scary. So if they didn't want to take those jobs to stand up, and you know, I mean, and if mean people could sway their votes and sway what they believe, like Danny Clark, if he was swayed because people got mean, then he doesn't need to be up there. If they can be swayed by people's emotions, then you don't need to be up there.
No, I'm not saying it in that way. What I'm not saying on an emotional level. What I'm saying is, and again, I don't know for sure why these people did what they did, but I think if you are sitting on council and you have a vote and you see somebody getting attacked in an unfair way that you think is not necessary and saying things that are not on the level, that are not accurate.
You mean like when the constituent is being called a stupid bitch out in the gallery?
Well, there's that. And when you do that, I do think that that's a turn. And you say, well, you know what? I'm on the fence on this. And I do believe there were more than 2 people on the fence who might have voted the other way. And had this been handled in a calm fashion, I believe that veto could have been overturned. But I think people were getting so tired of the stuff that was going on.
If they're tired of what was going on, they just bought themselves another 6 months of bickering over the legislation around it to control it.
But I
was going to say, someone else surely has to want to weigh in on
no,
this.
Thanks for calling.
Take care, Steve.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, also, as I said, we only have 2 hours of morning here. The DORA was brought up again last night, and it has been brought up for some time, but the flock camera conversation has kind of been dominating things around here, and the fiscal emergency situation. But, you know, we have this Dora in downtown Marion, which allows you to take a cup and drink at certain locations. Is this something people are for? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I found it interesting in the mayor's interview that, not his words on this, but basically he said the vocal minority is like two or three people that just kind of like to get loud. And his words here, and one of them doesn't even live in the county, is what he said. I think he meant one of them doesn't even live in the city.
Right.
But we get
right.
the point. I screw my words up sometimes. I find it interesting, and I would just ask all the people to decide. When Barr asked me last night and was making the decision whether they were going to, he was going to allow me to speak, and I've always been allowed to speak before. I've never not been allowed to speak. And his question, the determining question is, what address do you vote by? And I told him, and it's out in the county. So, but I also own a property in the city. So don't I have some say? But I guess unless I have a vote, unless I have a vote towards them that can bring them out or whatever, they don't really care about my opinion, is what they're saying. And I only own one house in the city, but you know, I'm sure there's other people out in the county that own multiple, many houses in the city. Do they get a voice, or do they get shut down because just the fact that they don't live in the city? I mean, they pay property taxes, they pay, you know, all of the other things that go with that. So I find that kind of strange, you know?
I don't, you know, the only thing I can say, because I was the one obviously doing the interview with the mayor, I think that the question was based off of how do you deal with social media. You're the first mayor who's had to deal with it to this degree. And I think he was referring to that as somebody who lived in the county. Didn't live in the county.
Right, I think, well, okay, that's your opinion. I gave my opinion. I think he was referring to, in answering your question, that one of the people that gets up vocal, because it was very clear they didn't want to hear 2 minutes of anything I had to say all of a sudden, and they always had listened before, and Sean Barr has actually voted to allow me to vote when others have voted against me to vote. So it seems strange. I talked to another council person out in the parking lot last night and let, you know, my feelings be known that, you know, what Barr did was fucking horse shit and was lame as hell. And he said, yeah, I kind of agree. And he said, you know, unfortunately, he said, I'm afraid I'm probably going to be forced to shut you down in committee next week, too. And I said, oh, really? So you're going to be forced to? I said, you run the committee. Why don't you stand up for your committee and your rights to run your committee the way you want to? But it sounds like he's being forced to.
Well, I mean, I would ask
that's
him.
That's interesting, isn't it?
It's interesting, but I don't know. I mean, who would be able to force him?
I don't. And as you say, force, sometimes when people use words, you're missing. You're getting the point. I know you're getting the point I'm trying to make.
I am, but I
and as I said to him, just as I agree with you, as I told him, nobody can force you. So, but the fact that he was expressing it to me like that, or that I guess he was feeling somehow that he was going to be forced. I mean, he acknowledged he had the right to do what he wanted to do, to run his committee. He acknowledged that. And I encouraged him to, you know, he's somebody that I don't always agree with, and he's really seeming to open up to listening to the people and the citizens. But I just thought it was, you know, after being, you know, stopped from speaking for 2 minutes. I mean, what harm can I do to your vote in 2 minutes? Little old Phil Townsend, what can I do to that? And you've always let me speak before, and now you shut me down, Mr. Barr. And then now I have another council person saying that in his feeling, his words, and I'm not trying to put his name out there because it was off the record, but I may be forced to shut you down next week. So he encouraged me because I am going to change my address, and I haven't gotten around it. I've got things going on in my life, and I'm working on the list. But he said, and I said, I'm going to change. And he said, well, I would encourage you to do that because I'm probably not going to be able to let you speak.
Well, now, like I said,
the power is fully his to make that decision.
Right. Well, but here's how I would interpret that. And again, it's just my interpretation.
Sure.
I think what they're saying is that I'm going to be forced to do this because you live in the county. I don't think they're saying I'm going to be forced to do this because somebody is forcing me to do it.
Who makes these rules?
They do.
Okay.
But I think what they're saying is we are only going to allow people from the city to talk, not the county, because we're having a lot of people who want to express.
And I agree with what you're saying, and I would encourage the people out there listening or paying attention to come to your own conclusions, people. You know, you look at it, and if you agree with Scott, that's great. If you agree with me, that's great. If you agree with somebody place in the middle, I'm just putting the perspective out there. To me, it seems like this. To you, it seems like that. That's the great thing about our republic.
Right. Well, and again, I think if you go back and listen to the mayor's interview, because I was standing there, my question was, you are the only person who's had to deal with social media to this degree as a mayor with the memes and so on and so forth. What do you make of that? And that's when he said, you know, a lot of those people are loud. I don't pay much attention to it. Sometimes I get the memes sent to me. People can be childish if they want to. High school. Some of these people don't even live in the city, I understand.
Exactly. So he did. He veered off, or whatever the word is, I can't think of it. He veered off the path of just the memes. He went into, you know, they're pretty loud. Memes aren't, you know, memes don't represent themselves as loud people, do they? So as he gave his opinion, he also veered off into the people sending the memes, I guess, are just loud people.
Yeah, but
one of them, and it's just my interpretation.
Right,
you can't read his mind. I can't read his mind. I'm giving my opinion, you're giving your
right,
opinion.
I can't, but
that's
I,
great.
But the point I want is he said doesn't live in the county. But you do live in it. But you live in the county.
I know, and I think he made a mistake, Scott. In my opinion, he meant to say doesn't even live in the city. So he's making a ruckus. One of the loudmouths, in my opinion, what Mr. Collins was meant to say. And again, this is opinion.
Right, no, he can clarify.
That's what you're saying in the city council last night several times as he was explaining things. Well, didn't he? Yes.
Yes, but
so
what I'm
not judging him by it. I just said. I think he, in my opinion, he made a faux pas, and he said county. One of the people doesn't even live in the county. And maybe he meant to say that. I think he meant to say doesn't even live in the city.
Well, like I said, I can't read the man's mind no more than you can. But
I get it.
But what I'm saying, when we're talking about internet, and that's strictly what we were talking about in that conversation, which was a very small part of the interview, the point is, the point has been made before that there are people from outside the county who are running some of these sites, and I'm pretty sure that's what that was.
And if you live outside the county, and I get what you're saying. And you could be right. I could be right, too. Just everybody form their own opinions. We all do.
Well, we're I'm not going to out anybody here, but we're getting a message from somebody listening on social media this morning who is saying exactly who they were referring to, and I think this person's probably right.
Can you repeat that? I'm driving. I said
we just got a message from somebody on social media right now who is listening, who is saying exactly who they thought that Mayor Collins was referring to, and that's who my guess is as well.
Okay, great. Absolutely great. I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say, Scott, it's not a contest to see who's right, me or you. It's about opinions, okay? And if I'm wrong, I'm absolutely great with being wrong. It's an opinion. Some of my opinions are right. Some of my opinions are wrong. Some of your opinions are wrong. You stated earlier when you were talking to Naomi, and I'm going to pick a little nitpick that I do with you. You said at some point nobody ever thought it would pass the vote to get the ordinance in place in the first place. And I've come at you for several days now. If nobody thought it, Scott, they would have never brought it in the first place.
Right, but
so there are people who did think it.
Right.
I told you that I thought it would pass. And then it passed.
Now two people have...
I'm just picking on you about your concrete words.
No, let me just make a point, though, about that. And we just got another message, and they're referring to the same person as well. And again, that doesn't make it right, doesn't make it wrong. But the point is...
I appreciate you telling what people are saying. As I said, if I'm wrong, and just like with Mr. Mayor, if I say it's 9-1 against the block cameras, and the mayor does a true poll of the citizens of Marion, blah, 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 and puts all of the emails out there and puts all of the posts and has a forum and lets everybody read it. And if I'm wrong, I have no problem standing up and saying, you know what, I was wrong.
Right, but...
I may not agree with the, the people's choice.
Right.
But that's America. I don't agree with the people's choice of president, but he was elected.
Right, but let me just, because I want to, if anybody else wants to call in, we're down to 10 minutes, but let me give context Let me give context to what you were saying. When I said nobody thought it would pass, the context was Naomi was saying, why didn't they want to make a deal weeks ago? Why didn't the police and the sheriff and the mayor want to make a deal? If they're so ready to make a deal now and compromise, why didn't they want to compromise then? That's why I said, because nobody thought it was going to pass. I don't believe any of them thought it was going to pass, so there was no need to compromise. And when the vote actually came about to pass flock cameras, they did suspend the rules when they said they weren't going to suspend the rules, and they didn't take the mayor's question, and he did have his hand up before the vote happened, and that's what I'm saying. Nobody in their group thought it was going to pass, and that's why there was no need for compromise then.
Fantastic.
Okay, thank you. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 10 minutes left to go here. If anybody would like to make a comment on this or anything else, because there were other things discussed in the mayor's interview here this morning, and I do believe we're going to have more conversations on this whole DORA issue as it goes through city council at this particular point. Do you think... because it wasn't talked a whole lot when it passed a few years ago. Do you think that somebody should be able to get alcohol from an establishment in downtown Marion and walk from establishment to establishment with that alcohol? And I think there are special cups. I'm not exactly sure exactly how this works, to be honest with you, but it is an interesting thing. And somebody pointed out last night, aren't you giving people a reason or an option to drive a home with alcohol? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott. So are the flock cameras going to still be up?
Yes.
Or are they going to
turn
them down?
Yes. They tried to override the veto, but you needed 6 votes, and they only got 4.
Okay, so they'll be here until the money runs out.
Yes, but there will probably be some legislation put in to monitor them, but yes, they will be here.
Well, I hope if they do stay, I hope some legislation is put in to control it. You know, I'm not against, them having total control, no restrictions, but I think there needs to be some restrictions placed on how they can use it.
Yes, and I think there's no meeting next week because it's the fifth Monday, but when they meet the day after Labor Day, I believe that's where that conversation's going to go.
I didn't hear first hour. Did you finally have the mayor in there?
Yeah, that was the second time the mayor's been on. The night that the flock camera legislation passed, he did an interview with me, And then last night he did.
Well, maybe he might start coming in every month.
Well, I don't know. We have a fine relationship. I think it's always... As I've always said, the fact that people thought there was some kind of problem between him and I, there never was. There never was a bad word. I just think he felt what he felt, but now I think that's past. I think he sees that I'm giving him fair coverage and that the interviews are fair, but we're also asking him the questions that people want to know.
Yeah, I think that was great, you know. He needed to talk to the people sometimes. For about that Dora thing, I'm not really in favor of people drinking uptown, walking from place to place. If they want to drink right outside, on the sidewalk outside of the business, maybe I can see, but not walking from place to place.
I don't think most people even know that that was passed. It was passed during the COVID era, and I don't think people quite understood it. I think that's why it's being brought up now, because there are churches downtown. There are organizations that are either close to or included in the DORA, and apparently we're not consulted about this. And a lot of them have AA meetings and so on and so forth.
Yeah, but the only thing is when you put alcohol in the mix, you have problems.
It's a good point. Well, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, 54 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. I guess the subjects this morning are Mayor Collins' veto not overridden last night in respect to the flock cameras, and the DORA, the downtown idea that you can take alcohol from one establishment to the next and it not be illegal. Although it should be said that I do believe Chief McDonald, that was asked last night, has there ever been any problem with the DORA in regard to law enforcement? And I believe he said none. So that's good to know. But should there be the ability with an open glass of whatever it might be, beer or so on or so forth, whatever's being served down there, to walk from one establishment to the other without any trouble, which essentially is what the DORA is, to go into other establishments downtown. And the point again last night that was made about, is this a little bit of encouragement for people to drive under the influence? Well, I don't know. I think that's a very interesting point to be made. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have an opinion. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Yes, 4 minutes to go.
Where in Marion is Dora?
It's a larger area.
A pun. No, it's a pun on where in the world is Carmen San Diego.
It's a larger area than I think people would ever suspect.
It is. And how many purveyors of liquid fun are there in Marion?
There's only
about five. Did you know, somebody told me the Palace Theater has liquor, alcohol.
Yes, I believe they do.
So I think Bucci's does, Attaboy's, the Drinkery, and
I think Smokehouse does.
Brewing.
I think Smokehouse does. I think the Smokehouse does.
Where's the Smokehouse?
That's where it's there on the corner of Church. And it's right next to Founders Park. Church and last business as you're going down Main Street to Church.
Well, you know, there are 1, 2, 3 there on that Main Street, Church, Center Street section. Then you got to go all the way down across the tracks to get to Shovel City Lounge. Then you got a long stretch to go down to the Palace Theater or Attaboy's, and then I'm not sure. Does Bucci's or Boosie's, whatever it is, have alcohol?
I believe they do.
If they do, that's a good stretch too. You know, it's. I think it's fine that they do it in front of the establishment, but some of those long stretches. They should probably have a door like they do spot zoning.
Well, it's interesting because the idea behind DORA, my understanding, is that I can get a drink, let's say at Smokehouse, but I can walk into the toy store with that drink, which I normally would not be able to do, but you can.
I thought it was just you could walk to the next drink watering hole. You know, that, I was not aware of that.
Yeah, but if the business allows it, now if the business posts a sign that says they do not allow it, then you can't, but if the business allows it, you can go shopping downtown with that cup.
And you know, that can maybe, just kind of like council, that could alienate some people to not want to buy because they won't let me in with my drink.
Well, I know a lot of people are not even aware about it because it did come about during the COVID era. So it's an interesting thing. I don't know. It's being talked about right now again, so we'll see where it ends up.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with them. Like out front in the cafe, they have some chairs out there, sit outside, enjoy the weather, whatever, and that. But wandering about, you know, I think it just encourages over drinking.
And I think some churches are also upset that they were not consulted when the DORA was being expanded. A lot of businesses apparently were not consulted. And a lot of these churches do host Alcoholics Anonymous and some other meetings of that nature, and that's unfortunate.
Well, two, let's look at the economics of it. What's to gain by allowing people to walk around in a certain area and going in here, there, wherever, with a drink in their hand? Are they that alcohol dependent that they need to have a drink in their hand to go shopping or walking from here, there, all over the place?
Well, we're going to wrap up here in 60 seconds, and maybe this is a conversation for tomorrow, but what I can't understand about it is that, okay, if I got a soda, and I understand soda's not alcohol, but if I got a soda in a restaurant downtown, and I said, hey, could you give me that to go, they're most likely going to do that, and I'm going to take my drink outside, and I'm going to walk, if I want to do shopping, I'm going to walk to the next business, or I'm going to get in my car and leave. Now, because of the DORA, I can ask for my alcohol to be topped off, I guess, if I pay for it, and I can walk out the door. Now, what if I walk out the door into my car after I go into the music shop? Now, what if I go into the... I don't know. I think that's a very weird... I'm not even sure the purpose, because you would not be able... If Ralphie's, which serves alcohol... If you asked the person at Ralphie's to give you a fill-up on your drink and you were willing to pay for it and walk out, would they do it?
I seriously doubt it, because they might be endangering their liquor license.
So what is the difference downtown only by the fact that the DORA has made it legal to do that?
That's it.
Yeah, so we'll continue.
They've made it legal to do that.
Maybe it's for tomorrow.
All I can say is bottoms up.
Hey, thank you. And not bottoms up on this episode today, but time to head to the dugout. We'll continue tomorrow. DORA, Flock, fiscal emergency, who knows what will be on tomorrow. But you got to tune in 8:15 to 10 a.m. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
But we care about you and want to know what's going on.
That's right. We just want to understand better and see how we might help. And if we